Blog Talk Radio.
Don't listen to none of them. No, they just gon' lie. Don't listen to them when they say that you should ride or die. Say they love you, just you, then they say goodbye. Just don't believe these hoes. Sold me a dream, said he buy me a Range Rover just to get in my jeans, but he never even came close. Do the most to get some, but you ain't gon' get none. You change your name cause you never been A1. You don't believe her, but I know that your mommy raised you well, and that's why I won't and don't. Don't listen to none of these, no, they just don't lie. Don't listen to them when they say that you should ride or die. Say they love you, just you, then they say goodbye. Just don't believe hoes. Don't listen to the game he's sitting anytime they talk. Don't you believe? Girl, you know that he hiding something up in that phone. How is Pizza Hut replying?
Tell me that.
What you selling, we ain't buying. Try your mama, not me, please. Even listen to yourself. I know that you don't believe her, but I know that your mama raised you well, and that's why I won't and don't. Don't listen to none of these. No, they just gon' lie. Don't listen to them when they say that you should ride or die. Say they love you, just you, then they say goodbye. Just don't believe it, ho. Don't listen to them.
Has already dialed into the show. Only one host is allowed per show.
That's
Thank
it.
You for using
Blog. Oh my God, this damn thing. You gon' remember tonight. I hate talking white and white. I get everything you like. I thought you loved me Wi-Fi. Yeah, yeah. Get ready, get ready, get ready, cause I got some news for you, baby. And if I pull this piano on me mind, before it drive me crazy. If me now you're mad, it would be nice if you can be me. Stick to the plan. You can be a wife, if you can be right. You gotta understand, girl, I'm telling you no lies. Stick to the plan, oh, stick to the plan. You know I got motion, you know I got flow. Take the money and go. I said, you say you want a little more. If you really know me, you know I don't fold. Everybody know me, everybody know. I don't bear me booze, you don't do. If you want the bag, then come through. Or we can take it to the party, or take it to the car. If me now you're mad, it would be nice if you can be mad. Stick to the plan. You can be a wife, you can be right. You gotta understand.
As a brand, wanna land with a 10, wanna visit motherland for a chance. So just ask me out if I give you my hand. I shouldn't have to tell you what to do. A bitch hotter than Canadian goose. I'm just trying to lead a first base with you. Try to fake too. You know this is a sad. Don't snooze.
If me now you're mad, it would be nice if you can be nice. Stick to the plan. You can be a wife, you can be right. You gotta understand.
Can y'all hear me?
I'm muted. I hear somebody say I'm muted.
There we go. Can y'all hear me?
I can hear you.
I don't know. See, I'm going to have to get another, I'm going to have to go to another website. This thing right here is
okay.
Tripping.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got it. I look like it's just me and you now. Somebody was just on there. Who is it, Bethany?
Mm-hmm. Bethany. Mm-hmm.
And hold on, let me see. Let me tell them to call back in. And then when I came to get on the show, hold on. When I got on the show, it said I had to create this show real quick.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went on there, it said show starts at 9. Then when I click on it, it said no shows available. No, you don't have any upcoming show. I said, oh my God, really?
Yeah, that's what it was telling me after it played the introduction music, and then it hung up. And when I called back, it said no shows, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hello, everybody. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yay. It worked. Okay. This is Jasmine. I just called back in. Okay. I just wanted to make sure y'all can hear me.
Okay.
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah, it was saying, because I was trying, that's what I was telling her. I clicked on here and it said, I screenshot it too. I took a picture of it where it says, like, show 5:12 at 9 o'clock, you know, then.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to do it, then I clicked on it, and it said no schedule show. I said, oh, my God. That's why I said I'm going to have to try to find another website.
So, it was also doing it to where when you click the link, you can hear the music, but when you dial the number, you can hear your phone conversation through the actual link that I had put in there. Like, I could only hear music on the number I was dialing in, but I could hear your phone conversation.
Yeah.
On the link.
I
couldn't hear no music. I could just hear y'all talking while I was trying to dial in.
Right before you called?
Yeah, like if I had kept it set up like it was, like how we talking right now, I could hear y'all talking on the link. Like when I click on the link, not the phone number, but the actual digital like link to the website, the Blog Talk Radio, you can hear your conversation. But when you dial it into the number, all you hear is the music. But it seemed like it might have been your music from last week because it kept repeating the same song.
That probably was. Mm-hmm.
Maybe
it probably was.
From last week? Okay.
Yeah. Ain't no telling. Like I said, I don't know. This week I'm going to have to find something else because that ain't working. But how y'all been today anyway?
Today it's been an emotional day. But I pulled through.
Yeah. I know a lot of people, you know, it's been like that for a lot of people. Especially online, seeing them online. Oh, we got somebody else on here. Let's see who is that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's Jay or not.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is Jay. That you, Jay?
Yeah.
Okay, how you doing?
I'm not sure what you did.
Huh?
Cold.
Cold.
He got a cold?
Yeah.
I have a cold, yes.
Oh,
yes, okay. She got a cold. Okay. My voice is strained. Oh, I'm sorry to hear you. I think I'm coming down with one because I've been doing a little coughing. My sinus is draining and my throat one. It's just, either way, it's annoying.
I've been having coughing, blowing my nose.
Yeah, you sound like you sound like my mom this morning. She was, I mean, she sounded bad. I was like, oh my god. I was like, I just started to tell you Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Just call me when you wake up. she was feeling real bad. Well, she had a fashion show last night, and I think it was cold or something in there. She said, and she got sick. You know, yeah. The hotels be freezing.
They sure do.
They be having the hotels freezing.
You know, my work week was kind of short. I did a half day on Thursday, and I just stayed home on Friday because all the people sneezing and coughing up. And, oh, hell no.
Oh, yeah. That's gorgeous. I didn't really get a cold. I didn't really get sick. Like, I really never got sick until I started working in the public.
Yeah.
I never really got sick, not colds or anything. And then when I started working at Subway, dealing with that puppy, I was like, oh, my God.
Shoot, I was doing working from home. I did not get sick for like 2 years. As soon as I got back in the office with another job.
Oh, yeah. That's the people nasty. They don't wash their hands. Anyway, y'all.
Yeah.
So.
That's what I meant.
What are you talking about tonight?
Huh?
What are we talking about?
I was just going to kind of, you know, since it was Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to try to have some people call in, but I know it's been a busy day for a lot of people. They probably not going. They probably knocked out right now. So I was just going to, you know, just do a Mother's Day thing. Like, you know, maybe we ain't even got to be on here the whole time. Just a few stories, like maybe with your mom that she don't know about, or, you know, just a funny story with your mom. I was talking to my mom the other day, and I told her a few things like she didn't know, you know, that I did in my younger days, and she was like, "What?" And I was like, "Yeah." I was telling her about because I skipped school a lot, you know, in my teenage years, and she I said, because she used to come in my room and iron her clothes. So my sister, she'd come in there like before. She'd come in there, try to wake me up. Well, she ain't try to wake me up. She woke me up. I just didn't get up. You know, try to wake me up. And then I'd be like, girl, go on. And she'd leave and go ahead and go to school. She'd be like, forget it. And I'd hide up under the bed, put me a pillow up under the bed, put me a little cover up under the bed. And then I put the sheet, make up my bed and have the sheets, like, cover the bottom part of the bed up, and I'd be hiding up under their sleep. So I heard my mom come in my room. And she'd be ironing her clothes, you know, in my room. So she didn't even know I was up under there. I was like, oh, my God. So she was like, what? I was like, yeah, my mom missed a whole bunch of days. And she, you know, back then, you know, they really wasn't on it about kids missing school. You know, these days they be, you know, these days they be on them parents about missing school. So which one of y'all got a special story? Either one of y'all got a special story about, you know, your mom that.
Well, I've done enough crying for today, but this would be my fourth Mother Day without my mother physically here with me. So, of course, I have a lot of stories, but I'm just grateful to make it through the day. That was going to be, in the future, was one of my topics about love, because I was listening. My dad has been so down. His voice is so broken. That just tears my heart up.
Right.
And so in the future, maybe we can discuss, because, you know, I'm single. But sometimes I'd be like, I think I'd rather stay single than to meet the love of my life and then lose them and learn how to live without them. That's a whole different kind of pain. And then they've been together, 46 years. Man.
How long?
I just, 46 years. 46.
Because I had a, when I was renting out this apartment at one time, I stayed upstairs. They lived downstairs. And there was a couple that lived downstairs. And, and their husband had passed away. And, you know, they had been together so long. You know what I mean? And, you know, she didn't want to stay there. You know, of course, she didn't want to stay in there no more. You know, where, you know, she moved into an actual home after that. You know, and live there, you know. So, but you could just tell, you know, she was real hurt. Even and they argued. What was so funny was they argued all the time. You know, and not real mad arguments. You know how they talk about each other or something like that. In a joking way. You know, in a joking way. When I went down there to, you know, get the rent and stuff, they'd be just going off on each other, you know, just saying little smart stuff. But you can tell it's all in fun, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know they had to hurt her that he was gone, you know. So I just that's just something after so many years and then that person just gone.
Yeah.
This is Jasmine from STL. This is my first Mother's Day without my dad, my mother. We lost our dad this past July. So today, Mother's Day was heavy for me because I'm used to him calling, saying, happy birthday. I mean, happy Mother's Day, Jazzy. So it was just kind of like surreal that he's not going to call no more, you know.
Some people don't think about that. It's like, you know, because I actually never thought about it that way, how you just said it. Like your dad called you on Mother's Day. You know what? I never even thought about that.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So I know some people hurt in that kind of way also.
I've been telling fathers today, happy Father's Day. I've been telling men, happy, every time they tell me happy Mother's Day, I've been saying happy Father's Day to you too, Dad, out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of dads out here that play both roles too, you know. You know, they just...
Yeah.
We don't get the credit. We don't... Father's Day is nothing like Mother's Day, period. You know what I mean? Nothing like Mother's Day. It's like that day. It's like Father's Day really don't even exist. You know how they throw Mother's Day out there.
Y'all don't get it like the mothers do. Maybe that's, I don't know why, but maybe that's gonna be a touchy. That could be a good topic too.
Yeah, Mother's Day is almost as big as Christmas.
As it should be. They carry the whole life up in their belly. Oh, Lord,
wow.
I can't even imagine.
Here y'all go.
I can't imagine.
We have to deal with it for 9 months, too, okay?
Is that baby laying on different body parts, though? Is that baby kicking you in their stomach? And when it's time to push it out.
You know what's crazy, though? My second child, me and his father, we not together. And that's what I used to tell him when we was pregnant. I used to say, I need you close because my stomach actually gets calmer with the father next to it. You know, I've had two children, but now when the second child, I realized there can be no mother without the father, truthfully. Like, we think that it's more important, but it's really not. Because today, the first wish I said to myself and to God was, the only wish I wish for is for my family to be together, to be able to have the blessing of his father alongside of me, because I realized how valuable and how important it is for that man to be with his baby, you know.
Yeah,
right.
I seen this,
thinking about that, I think I posted it on my Facebook. This lady was saying, the father gets really, in this country, the father gets the bad part of it. I can't remember exactly how she said it. And then the lady was like, but the mother's there all the time. And she was She said, that's what mother said all the time. And she said, yeah, because most of the time that's because the daddy's at work. You know, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And it's true. But yeah, mothers want to spend time with, because most of the time the daddy is at work.
Yeah.
And a lot of, not all of them, but most of the time the mother's not at work like the dad. So he can't spend mm-hmm. that time with the child because he's more concerned about bringing in the income for the family. You know,
mm-hmm.
and the dad don't get to spend time with the child like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we get punished for that, you know. A lot of times we get punished for that, especially when you go into, you know, as far as child support and things like that, you know, we don't get that credit because
we can't.
We at work. Mm-hmm. We try to provide for the family.
The family, yeah.
You know, and a lot of the mothers, you know, they don't, I ain't going to say they don't work as much because a lot of them do. But a lot of them don't either. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, so,
yeah.
you know, and the one that is working, while she's not working, he's getting, they pulling more money from him to take care of her because she don't want to work.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going by the,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're going by the, a lot of times they're going by the income, not by how much time you spend with the child. Because the dad can say he could be, oh, it's 50-50. I had a baby all the time, too. And they still not going to, they don't care. They're
mm-hmm.
not going to do that. It don't matter. The child support is child support. Because when I was on child support, they was asking all these questions. How much you pay this? How much you pay? How much your rent? How much is? How much this? I didn't answer none of that. Because it don't matter. It don't matter what
mm-hmm.
I have. You're going to put your percentages down to what you think that I should be paying anyway. It don't matter how much I
mm-hmm.
pay. Only
mm-hmm.
only thing that matters, if I was, only thing that would have mattered, which I wasn't, if I was paying child support for another child, then they consider
mm-hmm.
that. Not, you know, that's it. They don't care about your income. I mean, they care about your, they care about your income because they're going to take out whatever percentage, you know,
mm-hmm.
but the only time that
they don't care about the man's expenses.
They don't care
mm-hmm.
nothing about that, period.
Yeah.
It's all, you know, it's about your income, what she's making, what you're making, and then they do it like that. It don't matter if you can say your bills add up to this, my mortgage or rent this, and my car note this, and I spend this, and it could be legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
They don't
mm-hmm.
care. They don't care nothing about that.
I think that's why I'm doing my damnedest to stay out of child support court. My damnedest. As hard as it may seem, that's the one reason why I don't think I want any government entity involved in me and another man's right to bear a child. Like, I don't want the law in it like that.
Right. And then if you lose your job,
mm-hmm.
you still have to pay that same amount no matter what. Because you can only, like I said, it might be different now, but you can lose your job. And you still have to pay that amount every month. And you can't file. I think you can, but it's every 3 years or something like that you can update it. So you would have to wait till that time's up to remodify it.
3 years? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's every 3 years. So just say she filed child support this year, right? Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're making this amount of money. So now the child support mm-hmm. is this. 6 months later, I lose my job. For the next 2.5 years, I have to pay whatever they have on there, no matter what job I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they've updated that. And like I said, I'm not paying. That's years and years ago. You know, so I don't. But I couldn't file. I couldn't remodify it until that third year was up,
mm-hmm.
no matter if I was working or not. But while I'm doing that, while I'm not working, the child support is still building up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you see a lot of people, they can't catch, a small percentage of them can't catch up. You know, some of them don't want to work anyway, so that's why it's building up. But you have the ones that, you know what I mean, they ain't trying to work anyway. So it's building up. But the ones that are, you know, trying to find a job, you know, still pay the child support, but while you're not working, it's still building up, to where then it's going to be, now you owe back child support.
Mm-hmm.
You have any, you don't have any children, do you, Bethany?
No. Mm-mm. No, no, no.
I got a few you can have.
But that's the thing, though. I've always been had some child in my corner, although I know that's not the same. But Lord, and then to take care of two special needs,
right.
Our brothers, so but they men, but they
but
yeah.
But you like the mother to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure we got some nieces and nephews. That,
oh yeah,
you know,
I got
that, you.
Mm-hmm. You
know. Cause I grew up with my sons, they had a lot of them around. My I tell you, when I first my ex wife when we first met, she I asked her on a date, and she said, "No, I'm gonna just cook." She said, "No, just come over and I'm gonna cook for you." And I said, "Cool."
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "And then I got a few things around the house that you know, I want you to take care of, you know, just some stuff to, some stuff she fixed or something." I know what it was. It was borders. Y'all know what borders? That you put on the wall around the borders that go around the room.
The floorboard. Mm-hmm.
That's on the ceiling, you know, that look colored. She said, "Can you do that for me?" I didn't even know what she was talking about, and I said, "Yeah." I was just trying to get over there, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't know what she was talking about. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know what she was talking about at the time. I was like, "Yeah, I can do that for you." I didn't even know what the hell she was talking about. But anyway, I got over there, and it was like, let me see, it was Mike, Jubo, but it was like 7 or 8 kids running around. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Her two daughters, her two daughters and all, it was 7 kids running around. So she didn't say anything. The kids running through the house, they running up and down the stairs, going in the basement, so they're all over the place. You know, I wasn't saying anything. She was trying to look at my reaction, because she didn't tell me that. She didn't tell me if they were hers or not. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
She didn't say my nieces and nephews over here with the you know. She just wanted to see my reaction. So
right.
I guess a few hours went by or something like that. I can't remember how much time went by. And then she said, they don't bother you? And I was like, "No, not really." I said, "No, not really." She said, "Oh, okay." I said, "I love kids like that." Of course, if y'all know me, y'all know I got, like, you know, all these kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, "No, I love
who's
kids."
Who's this talking?
David. It's David.
Oh, hey, David.
Hey. But I was like, "I love kids, so it don't bother me." And she was like, "Oh, okay." She said, "Well, actually, only those two girls are mine." You know, and then told me later, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I guess she was trying to test me to see if I was, you know, how it was with kids, you know. But it was funny, though. I mean, they were all, because they were nothing. They were, like, maybe 5 or 6 years old, except the oldest daughter. Except the oldest daughter, she might have been like 10 or 11 at that time, you know. And but they was running up and down. They was loud, and it didn't bother me. She was just testing me. But y'all know, I love kids, and, you know, so it didn't bother me.
That's a good test.
It sure the hell is.
And then the thing about it,
huh?
I have a fur baby. I don't have any human kids.
You don't have any children either?
Nope.
Did you say you got a fur baby? Did you say a fur baby?
Yep.
That's cute. I do too.
Oh,
I got
okay,
two fur babies.
She's outside door meowing up here, girl, please. I saw you all day today.
Who was that said they got fur babies? Who got fur babies?
Jay.
Okay, this is Jasmine from SPL.
Then Bethany, I got 2 of them too.
So I just got the ladies on here tonight. No fellas.
Yeah, no fellas tonight.
No fellas tonight.
No.
And I just took I just came from, what, three of my boys live in Louisville, Kentucky. Well, not Louisville. I mean, it's right there. But it's New Albany, Indiana.
Oh, yeah. So okay.
Yeah, so I went there yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Went there yesterday, spent the night there with them. You know, that's a 5-hour trip. Went there yesterday. I left here about 1 or 2 o'clock. Got there about 7 or 8, I guess. Well, actually, it was 7 our time, 8 their time, because the time jumps up. So, and then my oldest, he been kind of acting up in school.
Mm-hmm.
So me, his mom, and her boyfriend, we all sat out there talking to him for like 2 hours.
You know,
I'm already tired. I've been up since like 5 that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then hit the road. You know, then
that's a lot.
Yeah, then we went back to, I took the boys back to the hotel with me and fed them. And, you know, since they was in there with me, they didn't want to go to sleep. So they watching TV and the 3-year-old playing, running around the hotel room. You know, so, and I was like, hey, I turn off all the lights. Look, I could be at the lights on. I'm like, I'm trying to make them go to sleep because I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm like, I turned off all the lights. That did nothing. You hear me?
Oh,
nothing.
That probably fueled it up even more. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now you know my oldest, he's 9. So he know
okay.
I don't like them jumping on the bed, you know. I don't care where we at. But he's jumping on the bed. We at the hotel, you know, I don't care because it ain't my bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's jumping up and down on the bed. I'm like, this boy, no, he should not be. He know I don't play that. But you see, they hadn't seen me in about maybe a month or two, maybe 2 months. Yeah, so he just doing whatever, you know, and all of this. And I was like, we just had to talk with this boy about stuff he ain't supposed to do, you know. But they was excited to see me and all of that. So I didn't get on them, you know. But but they kept me up. And then now the 3-year-old, he went to sleep. He went to sleep about 3 o'clock, I guess. And then the oldest one, he had laid down, but I woke up about 4:30, and he was up watching TV. I'm like, oh my god! So, so I guess he probably just excited to see me, so he didn't go to sleep, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But and then we went to breakfast. Went to breakfast probably about 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Waffle House, and we was hungry. I was like, y'all hungry? Yeah, they like, we starving. You know, they told me they because we had to wait a minute for our food because, you know, Mother's Day, the Waffle House.
Yeah. I know it was.
Yeah, so we had to wait on our food. I'm starving. You know, and they had it freezing in there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my youngest, when he was shaking, and I'm like, you okay? He's like, cold.
Oh, goodness. They probably had it like that. They know it's going to be packed in there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. It seemed like the air was blowing right on us. But I had fun with them. You know, I hadn't seen them in a minute, and then took them back home. Then drove back. I just got home probably about. I got here about 5:30, 6 o'clock, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So as soon as I dropped them off, I just hit the road and came on back. So I'd have had kind of like a full 2 days really.
Yeah, you've been busy. And when you do go to sleep, you're going to sleep good.
I'm going to be knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was my, I have three children by her. And it was my 1-year-old. It was his birthday yesterday. So that's why I was like, his birthday was yesterday. So I was like, let me make a special trip down here, you know, to see him on his birthday. You know, so.
Happy birthday.
Huh?
I said, happy birthday to the baby boy.
Oh, yeah. He's something else, too. He's something else. But yeah, listen, I know I done had a full 2 days. I'm gonna be knocked out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Knocked out. But yeah. I don't know. I ain't really had no topic today, y'all. I was just, you know, because that's why I was like, I know y'all tired. I didn't even know y'all was going to call in for real.
Yeah. mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to
so
be at work in a few hours anyway, so.
Yeah, y'all, when I'm pushing play on this on the blogtalkradio.com, that's y'all from last week, isn't it? So that's what I'm listening to when they play the music.
Yeah, probably the last show. Yeah, it's probably playing the last show.
Okay, I was just because I had pulled it up on Bluetooth to try to listen to it out loud, but I just wanted to double check. That's like a previous show to be playing because I was trying to push the live button to make it go live.
But it should show this show. You know what I mean? When you click on there,
it's like not
I'm,
playing.
I'm
it. It's only playing this week's show. I mean, it's only playing last week's show.
I'm gonna have to find another website to do this because, like I said, I thought they would have gotten better because they was like one of the first shows to do this stuff, and they really hadn't gotten any better on how they got everything set up. So it was, but I'm gonna look for another one this week and try to where to work better. Even if, because I had one website, I can't think of the name of it. And what I used to do is call everybody on my phone and hook us off.
It's coming through, too. Not to interrupt you, but, like, I just logged back in. Like, I pulled back out and went back in there. It's I can hear you talking through there with no music, just hear you talking.
So you can hear this show right here?
Yeah, I can hear it right now.
Okay.
That's what that echo is on my
like
other phone.
Okay.
Yeah, it's working.
Okay, yeah, because I was going to say it should be showing this show right here when you click on there.
Mm-hmm. I just had to come back out on my phone and then, like, go back in because it was saying, like, waiting for host to dial in. That was probably from before when you know what I mean, like, right when you were dialed
in. Right.
Because
okay.
It says 21 minutes remaining. You live right now on air broadcasting music, Mother's Day special.
Yep. Yep. That's it. Yep.
Okay. Cool.
But I don't know what to talk about for real, y'all. Like I said, I didn't even know. You know.
Well,
I know
we just called it
tonight. Yeah, I am, because
yeah.
I really want to try to go to bed early, as quick
yeah,
as possible.
I want to, too.
But,
Yeah, and then
nice
maybe
to meet,
next
meet everybody.
It's nice to meet.
It's nice to meet everybody. I'm sorry I missed everybody last week. I feel like I'm jumping in, but I was just saying it's nice to be able to put some voices to the text messages. You know, we got our group.
Right.
And don't pay attention to my voice. I'm sick.
Mm-hmm. But yeah,
who just said they sick?
Jay.
The Jay.
This is Jay.
Jay is sick.
Mm-hmm. And I met Bethany online. Is Bethany here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hi, Bethany.
Hi. Yes.
And then
Jay,
what's the other young lady in there?
Okay.
Say it again, Jay.
Is that more?
No, y'all are the only ladies on here on the show.
Oh, Bethany and Jay and Jasmine.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice to meet y'all.
So
nice
we still got
you.
We got the Petey Rock, Kyle,
mm-hmm.
Tony. I think that's it. Petey Rock, Kyle, and Tony.
Mm-hmm.
The Petey
okay.
Rock didn't get the call last week. Petey Rock didn't get the call in last time. That's the guy said he got locked up or something. And then,
yeah, I thought so. He was serious. I'm sorry,
yeah,
he was playing, but yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, God.
I figured he was. That ain't no kind of joke. I figured he was serious.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we got four guys and three girls, three ladies.
Okay.
Cool. Can I ask you one question, too, before we get off the phone, Damo?
Uh-huh.
what do you think about if, like, because I was thinking, like, when I log in and I log in on the phone number, I was also thinking about going in live from my social media to be able to get more people to listen. I only got, like, 5,000 followers, but, like, I actually know the some of the people. So I was thinking, what if I went live on, like, my social media from another device and stream myself, like, physically while I'm logged in to the show?
Yeah, that's cool. That's what I was trying to do with TikTok. But you gotta have, I think you gotta have 1,000 followers on TikTok.
I was gonna do it on Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool. We want to do it like that. You know, like I said, it was just a trip. I will wait. Let me get on another website first, so we won't have any. You know, so when we actually go live, we know we actually going live. You know, you don't delay. Because when people click in, you want them, people that want to click in, you want them to click right in. You know, because, you know, all it takes is one thing to deter people not to do it. You know what I mean? Once they click on that, they be like, oh, it ain't on there. Then they just go do something else. Mm-hmm. So want to try to, or once we go live, I think you're talking about, like, once we go live, then click on it and be live.
Yeah, like I was going to be live streaming on my social media on Instagram because it'll help with the algorithm of, you know, like getting the followers up. Like if I'm on live
right.
radio show,
that's cool. Yeah, once we're live, you go ahead and click the button like live right now and then do it. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
But I'm still, because I was trying to do it on TikTok and whatever, but it said you got to have at least 1,000 followers. So I'm trying to get a thousand followers on TikTok right now. You know what? Even if we do the races.
You don't have it.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been on there that long. I haven't been on TikTok that long. I had so many followers on because Twitter you can I think you do it on Twitter too, I think. I had a lot of followers on Twitter. I can't even remember. I had like tens of thousands on there, and I hadn't used the Twitter in so long that it just, like, basically canceled my account. So, because I tried to log back in there, and it wouldn't even let me. It did, but, like, everything was gone. Like, whoever I followed was gone. My followers was gone. All the content was gone, but they still let me log in there under that name, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they done switched what, Twitter to X now? Isn't it something else a little bit?
Yeah, it's called X.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, like, a lot of people should get, like, because people don't, you know, a lot of people don't use Twitter, I say. Some people do, but, like, the celebrities on there, that's, like, the main, that's really, like, one of the main social medias, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Because anytime you see something, yeah, such and such says something, where they get it from? They get it from Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what most of the celebrities use Twitter. They don't really, like, most of the other websites, like, it's probably not them. You know, it's somebody that's doing it for them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if it's Twitter, it's them. Nobody else. It's not somebody they paying to keep that website going for them. It's usually Twitter is that person.
Okay.
Or X, as they call it now. X is that person.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody running their. There's nobody running their Twitter account. That's usually that celebrity. But all right, lady, let me get off here. Try to give me a little rest.
Right.
I got to wake up at 5 a.m.
I wake up at 4:15.
Mm-hmm. I
wake up like at
6:07.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
I stay home.
But I'm throw me some topics in the group chat thing, and we'll try to get some. I'll try to load them up real quick. But I'm also trying to find a website this week that we can that can accommodate us, right?
Do we be music playing while we talking on the next show, y'all? Do we be music playing while we talking?
Say it again.
Do we be music playing while we talking, like on the show?
You said, can we?
Is that how it would go? Like,
I don't usually play the music because, like, with on here, I don't know how loud it is. I don't know how loud it to be where the people could hear us.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't.
Because right now, like, all you hear is talking. You don't hear no music. Like, do one do the music play?
Oh, I play the music. I just click it. Yeah, I play the music.
He played that when we first log in.
Yeah, when
the music is playing.
Right.
But then when we're talking, you just hear us talking, and then it when fades in when you turn the music on in between and stuff?
Right.
Because I couldn't hear no music. You're not playing no music today, are you?
And see, y'all can hear, see, y'all hear that music? I could play it while we talk.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could play it.
That's nice. But, yeah.
I was
yeah.
just wondering because we were live. I couldn't hear any music when I clicked on the link. I can't hear no music. I could just hear us talking.
Yeah, ain't no music on there. I have to play the music.
Okay, cool. I'm excited.
But okay,
it's
ladies, let me let y'all go. But
y'all have a good night.
Like night. I said, you know, okay. Let me not start up another subject. Let me go because. We'll be on here another hour.
Okay. All right. All right.
Love and peace, y'all.
Bye-bye,
y'all. Love y'all. Talk to y'all later.
I'll love y'all too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right.
Do it to me, like I'm yours, just like.